Praise the Lord.
Let's lift our hands up. Just want you to sing the Hallelujah chorus just a couple of times. Thank you, Lord, this morning. We love you, Lord. Do you love him?
Yes.
Raise your hands and wave to the Lord if you love the Lord here this morning. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And we owe you our love. The love of God constrains us to love him back. And we love you back this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, praise team. You may be seated. Praise God. Well, we missed some part of that Dora's prophesying this morning. So I want to tell Sister Tina, talk to me afterwards. We can all prophesy, but it's got to be one by one. Otherwise, you know, we just step on each other and we won't hear what the Lord is saying. And so the gifts of the Spirit are wonderful. And when we come into the service, we actually encourage people, you know, to yield themselves to the Lord. But everything has to be done in order. Otherwise, we'll miss some of the things that the Lord is saying. You know, I just needed to get that one out there. We want to encourage, we don't want to discourage everybody, but I need to get that one out there. All right, well, I've got something to do this morning. And I'm going to pray. And you are going to pray. But I want to share, I'm just share a very quick exhortation, you know, on making the promises of God a reality. And a very short exhortation, and then we're going to pray. Making the promises of God a reality. I'm going to start here with a story of Elijah, a popular story that we know in 1 Kings chapter 18. Now, you know the showdown on Mount Carmel between Elijah and the prophets of the group. And the prophets of Baal. You know, and after it was, you know, Elijah proved to them that the God that answered by fire, let him be God. I'm going to pick up the story here in 1 Kings chapter 18. And I'm going to pick it up here in verse 40. Elijah told them to grab all the false prophets. Don't let any one of them escape. And he brought them down to Brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said to Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink. For there is a sound of abundance of rain. Well, the Lord already promised the sound of abundance of rain. But from that promise to a reality, something happened. Now, so Ahab, just like Elijah told him to go and eat and drink, Ahab, you know, he went up to eat and drink. But the man that said, go and eat and drink, he himself did not go and eat and drink. You know, what? But what did he do? What? Ahab was sent away. Elijah actually sent him away. Because at this point in time, he was a distraction. He was a distraction to the promise. The promise is the sound of abundance of rain. You know, and sometimes, you know, there's some people around that can be a distraction. So Elijah sent him away. Promise is coming, you go and eat and drink. But Elijah himself did not go and eat and drink. Elijah, on the other hand, he went up to the top of Carmel, right back there. And he cast himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees. Now, you read, you go fast forward to the book of James, you know, chapter 5, you'll see where we're told that Elijah prayed fervently. We're told that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's what I want to bring out for just a few minutes here this morning, and we're going to do something. When the Lord has promised something, just because the Lord promised it, doesn't mean you're going to get it if you fold your arms. You know, you can just say, well, the Lord said, you know, it's a sound of abundance of rain. I mean, he knew it. He saw it coming. The Lord already showed it to him. But he didn't fold his arms. Contrarily, he went up to the top of Mount Carmel and he began to pray. And he began to pray fervently, we're told. You know, why pray fervently when the Lord's already promised the thing? Just relax, go and eat like the others. No. You know, somebody that knows what they are doing, you know, they know that, look, there is a path from the promise to reality. Just because God promised something, you can't just sit back, relax, and think you're going to get it. But the devil, he has something to say about it. He's going to fight that promise. He's going to bring contradictions. He's going to bring all kinds of things, distractions, and everything to make sure you don't get that promise. So your responsibility in bringing the promise to a reality is fervent, effectual prayer. Hallelujah. Fervent, effectual prayers. And according to the word of the Lord in Isaiah 43 and verse 26, I'm just going to talk to you for a bit this morning. You have to put the Lord in remembrance. You can't just, you know, relax and say, God promised. Now, there are some things I want to bring to your attention this morning. Because even in the 10-minute prayer session, he was prayed about it this morning. There are some things the Lord already promised for this year. 4 months. Now we're in month 4 now. First quarter is gone. You cannot just fold your arms and just sit back, relax, and wait for the sound of abundance of rain to turn into a deluge. No, you can't just do that. You're going to do something about it. Amen. And what you are going to do about it is you're going to take the word of the Lord which he has promised. You're going to do it like this in Isaiah 43 and 26. You're going to remind the Lord. You're going to plead your cause. You are going to bring your argument before the Lord. Produce your strong argument, saith the Lord. What is your strong argument? Well, it's based upon your promise. That's what you tell the Lord. You promised this. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to give an inch until I get that promise. Praise God. And Elijah sent his servant and go check it out. So the man, he went out. He looked. He said, nothing. There's nothing. Elijah said, well, there is something. Go check it again. So the man went. And he checked it again, and he came back and said, there is nothing. But Elijah said, there is something. Go check it again. And the man went and checked it again, and he came back and said, there is nothing. And the man said, well, there is something. Go check it again. Hallelujah. 7 times that played out. And finally, the man said, "Ah, I see something in the sky. It looks like a cloud, but it's about just the size of a man's hand." And Elijah said, "That's it." Hallelujah. That's it. You know, but the whole time, Elijah is praying that promise to a reality. He's praying that promise to a reality. But let me tell you some things right now. Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. According to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse 5. Every battle of the warrior is with garments rolled in blood and confused noise. But this one, this fight that you are in, folks, is with burning and fuel of fire. You know, it's more than garments rolled with blood. It's more than confused fight. You are in a fight for your lives because of the word of the Lord that is tried. When the Lord has promised it, he has tried it, you know, and you got to get up and fight. You know, too many times, people are just too lackadaisical about the promises of God. And then we wonder why, you know, we're cheated out of many things. Now, you know, there is also, you know, a covering cast over the people's minds, and a veil that is spread over the heart of the people so that they will not perceive the word of God and not do anything. There is a prophecy in the book of Isaiah chapter 25, and I want to read just a few verses out of that for us today. The Lord has promised us something great this year. How many of you remember the emerging? You remember it? Don't sound like people that remember it. You remember the emerging? Praise God. Well, you know, but here is something that is going on. According to Isaiah chapter 25, there is a covering that is cast over the people. That's Isaiah 25 and verse 7. And there is a veil that's also spread over the people. But there is a promise that the Lord is going to destroy that covering, and he's going to remove that veil so that you can have a complete access to the promises of God. In this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all the people a feast of fat things. Well, he promised it already. And he's going to make a feast of wines on the lees and of things on the marrow and just great things. Well, that's his promise. But many people are not going to get it, because just a little folding of the arms, a little slumber, a little sleep. So shall thy poverty come like an armed man. Suddenly, you know, people, just a little slumber. God promised something, but we don't do anything about it. You know, God gave us instructions, live a holy life, do this, do that. We don't do anything about it. You know, we just do whatever, you know. We just go about our business like that. You know, people have been going about their business forever. As it was in the days of Noah, God actually gave a judgment call at that time. You know, but it's the same kind of thing. And people, Noah was saying it, nobody was paying attention until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And when he did, nobody was laughing anymore then. But they were laughing him to scorn. It has never rained. I mean, what are you talking about? We don't even know what rain looks like. Because up to that time, there was no rain. It was just mist from the ground. So he said, Noah, for 120 years, building the ark, telling them all these things, they just went about their business. Well, you know, meanwhile, the animals listened to him. Praise God. The The animals listened when the people would not listen. Noah actually had an audition for all the animals. You know, a tremendous dominion God put on him to accomplish that task. Called all the animals. They all lined up and said, "You here, yeah, you go away." You know, praise God. And when he did that, when he put all of them in and shut the door, it was over. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, even so shall it be in the days leading up to the coming of the Son of Man. Now, there are two sides of that. There is the warning for God's wrath that is coming against this world for us to prepare ourselves to escape. I'm not talking about that today. But I'm talking about taking heed also to the things that God has promised you, lest at any time we let those things slip. And people do let them slip. So today I'm going to lead a prayer charge. A prayer charge. I mean, we ought to be doing this more in the church, but we are not doing it, unfortunately. We don't have the night vigil anymore. We don't have, and in fact, the only corporate prayer that we are supposed to be having, which is our Friday prayer, people don't show up. But we do it online. And it's not as exciting because there's no praise team to play the music. You know, I mean, you don't get a chance to dress up like you do on Sundays, and so on and so forth. So it's not as exciting. So we really missed a lot of opportunities to really get together and pray together. So we're going to do it today, because you're already here anyhow. So I was going to preach some other thing. I said, well, you know, the Lord said, well, this we're going to do this. So we will do it. But however, I want to remind you of some promises that you need to pray about. And get some practice here today, because when you leave here, we want you to continue to believe God and continue to pray and praising the Lord as well. Now, praise is something that kicks your prayer into turbo mode. You know, if your thing is only going, you know, somehow, you kick it into overdrive. That's what praise does. You know, but nonetheless, we must pray. We must pray, because if we don't pray, there's a lot of things that are going to pass us by. You know, this example of Elijah is a good story. But why would he pray when the Lord has already promised it? I mean, he was even the man that prophesied it. But why should he pray? Just relax. Well, he did not. And he prayed instead. You know, so we're going to be praying. Now, I want you to cast your mind back to whatsoever it is that the Lord has promised you. Cast your mind back. And see if you have attained. If you have attained, well, praise the Lord. But if you haven't, then you got to pray. You know, and prayer is a great thing. And Jesus himself, he already knew he had the victory, because the Lamb was slain before the world began. And he knew all the things that he was going to do. In his mind, it's already past tense. You know, because whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. It's nothing new to him. It's already past tense. But why did he have to pray? Why did he have to get up in the morning and go and pray? Why did he have to, you know, pray and pray and pray? Many times the disciples would wake up, they wouldn't find him. He's in the mountain already praying. You know, why? He already knew those things are going to happen. Why did he have to pray? You know, he already knew he's going to get the pearl of great price. He already knew it. Because he himself said it. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man, you know, who found some great prize. And he went and sold everything he had in order to get it. So he already knew all of that was going to happen. But yet, why did he have to pray? Why was he praying until almost sweats of blood were coming out of his forehead? He already knew he was going to get the victory. But yet he had to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. We must pray. Not only did Jesus even tell them to pray so that they won't enter into temptation. You know, the disciples, their eyes were heavy. They just slept off. When Jesus was in his darkest moment, because he was going to be made sin, and that he knew he would be separated from the Father, which is a no-no. That can't happen. It's never happened. And so he was praying, get through it and everything. He asked the disciples, join me for 1 hour. You know, and they just slept. And you know, it took Jesus 3 times as long because those disciples would not help him. If they had gotten in there and prayed with him for 1 hour, it wouldn't have taken him 3 hours. I don't know how long it takes, but he said he went back for 3 hours and every three times. And every time he came back, you sleeping? Pray with me for 1 hour. And they slept. Came back, you sleeping? Pray with me for 1 hour. Maybe 2 hours. By the time he came back the third time, said, all right, sleep on now. But I tell you, if you don't pray, you're going to fall into temptation. He told them. And they didn't pray. One of them even bragged and said, look, I don't care what anybody does. Me? Hey, I'll go to the grave with you. I will never. Jesus just laughed. Before the cock crows 2 times, you would have denied me 3 times. Said, no way. He swore up and down. But he did deny the Lord. Because when the Lord said pray, he didn't pray. You know, at the time when they should have prayed, they didn't pray. You know. So that's one side of it. Prayer, there's many aspects of prayer. Pray that you enter not into temptation. You know, Luke 21, 36. Pray. What does it say, Luke 21, 36? Pray that you do what? Escape these things. Put it up. 21, 36. You know, pray. Watchful, but also pray always. May be counted worthy to escape all these evil things that are coming and to stand before. Some people are not praying. You know, and Jesus told us to pray, and you are not praying. That's another aspect of prayer. But the one I want to focus on right now, and in the next 2 minutes, I ask you, pray. One that I want to focus on right now is prayer that turns the promises of God into a reality. Hallelujah. A prayer that turns, and there are many promises. I don't want to spend a lot of time today to go into those promises, but there are many promises. You know, even promises, you know, like when your children, when they go astray, you know, or your grandchildren, or whoever, you know, the Lord said, look, let me read it to you in Jeremiah chapter 31. This is just an example of many of the promises that we can pray for. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 16 and verse 17. This is just an example. It says, thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work over those children shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. And they shall come again from the land of the enemy. Amen. And read the next verse, verse 17. You know, these are some promises. And there is hope in thy end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. Hallelujah. But you think, you know, the devil is going to give up easy? No. The Lord has already promised it. But the devil is not going to release his captive, you know. Isaiah 49 and verse 25. Is he going to release them easily? Is he? No. It's not. 25. Verse 25. He's not going to do it. But, you know, by the force of spiritual arms. Amen. Thus said the Lord, the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. He's not going to give them up, but you're going to take them away from him. The prey of the terrible even shall be delivered. Well, that's many things. Now, you know, the Lord said, I'll contend with them that contend with you, and I will save your children. Can somebody say amen? But you think the devil is going to let your children go? No. The Lord said to Pharaoh, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, no. I'm not letting you go anywhere. So the same way today, you know, the Lord already said, your children will come. But you think the devil is going to say, yeah, go? No. But you are in a battle. Amen. Because every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. But this one will be with burning of fire and fuel. You know, we are bringing new artillery. Glory to God. We are bringing new artillery. Hallelujah. Burning and fuel of fire. We're not just doing that kind of, you know, loose prayer stuff. That one person said one time, you know, drive-through prayer. That drive-through prayer doesn't work. You know, you just come, you know, 2 seconds, you are praying and you are gone. Did Jesus pray for 2 seconds? You know, no servant is greater than his master. You cannot be greater than the Lord. If the Lord spent nights in the mountain praying, you think you're just going to waltz in here and just say a few words and just get it? No. It's not going to happen. You know, and you know, we're not bringing that weak stuff. You know, I love watching basketball and so forth. And some of those great, you know, defenders, they say, get that thing out of here. You know, they block those shots when you try to put it in. You know, they're not in my house. Glory to God. So we don't want any of that weak stuff. 1 Corinthians 16 and 13 tells us, look, you know, what does it tell us? 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. Put it up for me. Watch ye and do what? Do what? Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. I mean, stop letting devil play ping pong with you. Be strong. Hallelujah. Be strong. Ephesians 6 and 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Bring new artillery. You know, prayer is one of those things listed there. Praying always with all prayer and supplication for all things. Praying for yourself too. So we're going to pray. I want you to stand up your feet if you will. That's it. I want to spend the rest of the time praying. There are some things that the Lord has promised. In this mountain will the Lord make a feast of fat things. What? Why are we not getting the feast of fat things then? In this mountain shall the Lord cause you to emerge. Well, why haven't you emerged then? You know, in this, I mean, all of these things and so forth, you know. Why then haven't we gotten it? Because we need to pray some more. Hallelujah. Do I have any prayer warriors in the house? Now, let me see you. Let me see the hands. Some prayer warriors. Do I have some prayer warriors in the house? Glory to God. Well, if you don't know how to pray, the devil is going to keep some things away from you. Even though the Lord has promised it. You know, it's just the way it is. Prayer, steadfast prayer, can unlock the promises of God, bring them to reality. You know, otherwise, it would just be a promise. It's just a promise. But let me also tell you this before we begin to pray. Something is not a promise unless you know it was promised. Hello? Say that again. It is not a promise if you don't know that it was promised. That's number one. First of all, you must know that it was promised. Because if somebody said it and you didn't know it was a promise, then it's not a promise to you. But once you know the promise, that's number one. Know the promise. Number two, it's not going to be a reality unless you pray it through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, there are some promises that are going to happen nonetheless. But even those ones that are going to happen nonetheless, they need prayer. That's why Jesus said, pray ye that the Lord of the harvest will send laborers into his harvest. Even though the Lord is coming, we got to pray. Pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Even though we know that his will is supreme, you still got to pray.
Jesus teaches this throughout the scriptures. I don't want to preach too long today, but it's all there. We got to pray. So here's what you are going to do with me today. We are going to pray. Hello? Pull up your pants. Pull up your... Look, that's how we say it in Nigeria, you know. You know, I can't say the Yoruba thing, but pull up those pants, you know. Put on the girdle, you know. I mean, quit you like men already. Why let devil play ping pong with you? God gave you a promise. Don't let the devil have it. Amen. Now, we need to emerge this year. I'm not just talking physical things, material. I know most of the time when you talk physical and material things, people shout. People shout a lot. When you talk spiritual things, people don't shout too much. But whichever one you want to shout for today, you know, and I exhort you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things that we are chasing out, you know, the believers, we are chasing the same things like unbelievers. It's the same things. That's why Jesus, he spent a long time talking about it in Matthew chapter 6. Believers are chasing the same things that unbelievers are chasing. But you know how the Pentecostals are doing it? You know how? They're trying to get it with speaking in tongues. We pray in tongues. The same thing that the unbeliever is praying for. The same thing we are praying for in tongues. Praying in tongues. Trying to use the Holy Ghost power to get the same things that the unbelievers are chasing after. Jesus said, that's not how to pray. And that's not what you should be seeking after. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So with all you're getting this morning, throw the righteousness of God in it. Amen. If you can put him first in your heart, choose him as your chief joy, and all these other things will follow. But that being said, there are some tremendous things that God has promised for you this year in the physical and in the natural. And those we must also pray through, because they won't happen unless we pray. Now, let's begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Don't ever mind the person next to you. Begin to pray. Many hands went up when I said that they are prayer warriors. If you said you were a prayer warrior, then don't be silent in this place. Hallelujah. Begin to move around. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. We're going to spend some time in prayer today. We don't do this enough time. We're going to pray. Pray for yourself and pray for your children. Pray for your spouse, you know. Hallelujah. Pray for your parents too. And pray for your brethren. And pray for the body of Christ. But most importantly, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. The promises of God that God has promised, let's make them a reality today in our lives through prayer. Hallelujah. Let's not just sit back, relax, eat and drink, and think we're going to get the abundance of rain. Somebody has to pay the price. And Elijah was the one that paid the price. Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah stayed behind and paid the price. Are you willing to pay the price? For your children, for your grandchildren, for your spouse, for your brethren, and for yourself. La broska te makuri na ba shende ri makuri ya la bahanda sema. Karuanda baaya. Erososh amatoya barai. Hallelujah. Le krobos andaha. Marondi shitaluna. Kebusa riba to shenda ramakunderia. Le borekanda masonte makuria. Barika to shinda la bahundi skiri makare. Pray! Hallelujah. Some people can't even pray for 2 minutes. 2 minutes prayer, you're already tired. 3 minutes prayer, you're already tired. 4 minutes prayer, you're already tired. Resa boshe ti kabori la kunda ya. The devil is walking over time. The devil is not tired. That The devil is not tired. Why should you be tired? Pray! Bring a different kind of artillery. Marakonde shekere lebo sodia. A kind of prayer that will not be denied. Don't take no for an answer.
Like bo shatara lebo sodoria.
When the heavens are brass, God already released the prayer, the answer to the prayer. But the prince of Persia withstood that thing 21 days. Don't let any prince of Persia, any prince of Phoenix or prince of Arizona, or wherever you are, if you are watching, don't let the prince of the power of the air withhold your promise.
Glory ba shantori makari basun.
In the name of Jesus, we have the power. We have the power. You know, hallelujah. The Lord said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Glory to God.
Masherina kusunderi abakuni.
Casting down imaginations. The devil doesn't want you. The devil imagine a vain thing against you. Why do they feel in rage and imagine against a vain thing against the Lord and the brethren of God? Why?
Because
the devil doesn't want you to have the victory. But we got a victory in the name of the Lord. Be a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And you young folks, don't be looking at the adults and thinking that, oh yeah, it's just adults that's going to pray. You will be a ping pong if you don't pray. The devil will just be smashing you up and down. But that's not your portion in the name of Jesus. Young and old alike. Linda basokarina bashendoriaba. Every battle of the warrior is with confused nerves and garments rolled in blood. But this one, my goodness, this is going to be the burning of fuel and fire. We are taking the fight to the devil. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Rebo shandiri masokeriaba. Lundi masoriandara bakuri. Lisabo, Lisabo, Rita, Shenderi, Makar.
We're taking the fight to the devil. Call out the promises of God. Whatever God has told you, point blank, call it out. Put me in remembrance, said the Lord.
Mashenderi, Bakuri, Abasanda, Baku.
Put me in remembrance, said the Lord. Declare it that you may be justified. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. We have that power in the name of the Lord. Those Satan rages, we cannot be defeated because we got that power in the name of the Lord. We got that power. You have the power? Do you have the power? Hallelujah. You are empowered by the promises of God, but your prayer is what's going to make it a reality. Pray! Hallelujah. Also pray that you enter not into temptation. Le kando sibaruna shetaraba. Le broska teba kuriba shenda raba surya. Oh, raba handa. Le sabonia rakushere leba kuriya basanda. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pray that you enter not into temptation also. In this year, saith the Lord, you will take root downward and you will bear fruit upward. And you will emerge. Oh, emerge. Like the butterfly from the cocoon. You will emerge. Glory to God. But you got to pray. You got to pray.
Prayer is the key. You got to pray. Pray for your children. Glory to God. Jesus even prayed for Peter. He said, the devil has desired to have you and sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you. Hallelujah. Jesus prayed for all of us in John chapter 17. He said, I pray that you take them not away from the world, but that you keep them from the evil one, because they have a job to do. Hallelujah. So, parinda kunda shiri labo sanderia. Ah, lekos. Lekos barunda shitara labosa. Amen. Listen to the words of Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2. You know, I love this verse. Isaiah 52 and verse 2, it says, shake yourself from the dust. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck. You, do it yourself. You don't need a pastor. You don't need a prophet. You don't need the apostle. You yourself, pray for yourself. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck. There are some women in here that are just overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. And yet, you are a daughter of Zion. Lose yourself from the bands around your neck. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Shake yourself from the doors. You don't need to wait for anybody. You can do it. Hallelujah. Yes, sambori na koshenderi baha. So, li sabondia laurobo shenderama kurianda sotesh. Sotesh maskitanuria. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I want them to put up two scriptures. I've been using this on, you know some of my other administrations, some clubhouse and so forth, and telling people, look, you got to lay hold of these two things, you know. So let's put up, I want us to memorize this as well. Put up Isaiah 50 and verse 7. The two scriptures that we're going to pray for the next 2 minutes. We're going to pray these two scriptures. The first one is Isaiah 50 and verse 7. And I want you to say it. Say it. For the Lord God will help me. That's a declaration of faith. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. And I will put my game face on. I'm going to set my face like a flint. Hallelujah. I'm not going to put up with any of the nonsense that the devil is bringing my way. And I know I shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. I will not be ashamed. Because multiple times between Joel chapter 2, 23 to verse 25, he said it at least two or three times. My people shall never be ashamed. My people shall never be ashamed. And I know that I will never be ashamed. There may be something right now that the devil is saying, aha, aha. Say, he will eat his words because you will never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap if you know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's one. Memorize that and use it all day long, every day. The next one, hallelujah, is Psalm 118. And let's look at verse 17. What does he say? Hello? What does he say? The devil wants to kill you.
Because that's his job. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the Lord said, I have come to give you life in abundance. Praise God. You will not die. Amen? I will live. But not just live and just live and have no purpose. You will declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mr. Christie, come up here, please, if you will. And also, Sister Cheesy, come up here. And while I'm at it, Sister Dora, even. Praise God. You are traveling? You are traveling on Wednesday. Where are you going? Hallelujah. You know, the eternal God is your refuge. And underneath are his everlasting arms. And he has given his angels charge over you. Right? Wherever you go, you know, the Lord's got those dispatch riders. You are a daughter of the King. Can somebody say amen? Whether Brazil or wherever else, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So in these your travels, he's got you. Hallelujah. He said, I will send my angel before you, the angel of my presence, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, the Lord is with you. Father, we thank you for your daughter as she goes. The devil cannot kill you. Because I will not die, but I will live. And I will declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are not afraid. Jesus said in John 8, 29. He said, look, I'm not alone. Why? Because I do always those things that please the Lord. My Father is with me. Hallelujah. May our actions and our words please the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord go with you, Sister Christie. It is well with you. You will go in peace. You will come back in peace. Your family and everything around you will be in peace. There will be no anxiety. In Jesus' name. Because he said, I will give you rest. And I will give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Jesus, Cheesy, you ask for prayer because it's your birthday tomorrow. But that's your twin right there. Hallelujah. Well, she didn't know that, but she said, well, can I have prayer? It's my birthday tomorrow. I said, yeah, why, sure, you know. But it's also your birthday tomorrow. Hallelujah. So, you know, when it's our birthdays, you know, we like gifts, right? Do you like a gift from the Lord? Put your hands together, everybody. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to use them as a point of contact for everyone that's, you know, birthdays in April. We don't do this in person anymore. I just do it on WhatsApp anymore. But, you know, since she asked for prayer, and then I remember, I said, well, it's also Sister Dora's birthday tomorrow. Praise the Lord. All right, so let's stretch your hands towards them and ask the Lord for a special blessing upon them. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And what things soever you... It's your birthday also? Tomorrow? It's your birthday tomorrow? How come I didn't know that? I don't have that in my list. Oh, wow. Praise the Lord. What's your name, young lady? Ruby? That's a beautiful name. You know that? Beautiful flower. Praise God. I mean, look at these wonderful blessings that we have here. There is a package of blessings that the Lord has in store for both of you. Oh, actually, three of you now. Praise God. Receive it in Jesus' name. You know, the Lord is always dishing things out. It's only for us to receive. Some people think, oh, well, God is not. God is always dishing out. It's left for you to receive. To receive in Jesus' name. Sister Cheesy. Receive, Sister Dora. And receive, Ruby, in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Happy birthday to
You praised him, you may come up. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Give it a hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, that's the end of this segment. The praise team will now lead us into the last segment of praise and worship.